This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. One of the things that we do at the Feature Story is we like to put the spotlight on people and organizations that are making a difference in our community. And we have with us today Dr. Karen Ferguson, who is with a group called CORA, and they are definitely making a difference. And we are now going to spend a few minutes enlightening you to what they do. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much. So nice to be here.
So let's start with the question that I just asked. What is CORA?
Sure. CORA, which stands for Community Overcoming Relationship Abuse, is the agency responsible within the county of San Mateo for providing comprehensive services for anybody who's impacted by domestic violence or, as we talk about it, intimate partner abuse.
Now, how much of a problem is that these days in the county?
Unfortunately, it's a problem. It's a problem nationally. It's a problem in the county. I will say that the county has been doing a lot of efforts, and so I think we're seeing a little bit of a trend that is showing that some of the worst consequences of domestic violence, where somebody is killed by their partner, that has been on the decline. But overall, unfortunately, it's a crime that happens behind the doors of the houses that people live in. And it's always difficult to know exactly how much of a problem it is. But unfortunately, it's there.
Now, how do we fare against other counties? Are we normal? I hate to use that word in light of the concept that we just talked about, but is this more of a problem in our county than it is elsewhere in the Bay Area?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, that's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever actually laid out the stats and tried to compare ourselves to other counties. I will say that several years ago in 2023, we had a pretty terrible year for San Mateo County, where there were 5 homicides in the county, and every single one of them was a murder done by the intimate partner of that person. And so that caused an alarm for the county. And so I do think that our county has been particularly responsive, especially that really caused an alarm. So I think we're doing a lot of efforts that hopefully are models for other counties. But unfortunately, again, I think that it is a national issue and not even a county by county.
When you talk about efforts, what are some of the things that you're doing in this area to help mitigate it or deal with it?
Yeah, so there's everything from efforts that have happened through CORA to efforts through the county. So at the CORA level, for example, we started a campaign called Speak Up, where we had every single city bring us in. So we actually had 11 cities throughout the county that brought us to the city to reach out to businesses, at least 300 businesses in each city, and just teach them about domestic violence and to provide presentations about the red flags to help businesses notice when they have customers that might be struggling with the impact of domestic violence. So I think there has been a big effort publicly to bring the issue to bear. But on the county side, led especially by Board of Supervisor Noelia Corzo, there was a domestic violence task force that was put into place. And through that have been a couple of efforts. One is the Family Justice Center that the county is now starting to implement and should be open hopefully by next year. And that will bring together all different resources to work with and support individuals who are struggling with the impact of domestic violence. patients. But also we started a task force with law enforcement. So CORA now embeds co-responders with three different police jurisdictions to be there and respond immediately to the crisis and hopefully get people to help before things would get even more serious.
What causes domestic violence per se? In other words, have you looked into and studied some of the triggers or the hot buttons that would cause people to do these things?
So there's so many, and that's a question that I think has been asked for all of time. And there are, of course, lots of reasons why there can be domestic violence. And there are a lot of myths about domestic violence, that alcoholism causes domestic violence or mental health causes domestic violence. I think one of the things we can say clearly is cycles of domestic violence can cause domestic violence, that, you know, violence is learned and hence violence can be unlearned. And so I think that that's one of the pieces that we most press upon, that as a society, the more that we teach that, sure, people are going to get angry. People might struggle with addictions, might have stress in their family, might have conflict, but that through all of that, that there are ways to cope with it that don't mean that one person asserts power and coercion, violence, control over another person.
Do you offer programs to help people?
So we are really there as a victim services agency. So we partner real closely with other agencies that work on the accountability side. But our job is first and foremost to help those who have been impacted to get their lives back together. Just because you ended up in a relationship that went so terribly wrong and you were hurt in it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have the right to get your life back together. And that's really what we're dedicated to. But we absolutely do prevention programs, and we are firmly involved in all of the education that it's going to take for society to change their views.
Now, even though you're headquartered in San Mateo, you do have representation here in our community because you're partnering with Coastside Hope, and you have an office in their complex, don't you?
We do, and we're super proud of that. And it has been a dream of CORA for quite a while to be out on the coast. CORA originally had a satellite office in East Palo Alto, which we still have, and that really has been a model, and we've been able to leverage that model now. And so we're so grateful to Coastside Hope. They opened their doors and welcomed us in. So we now have an office that's embedded within Coastside Hope that anybody can visit anytime that the building is open and CORA staff are there. And that allows us to do case management, to help people to connect with the services of CORA or other services they need in the community, and to provide, again, those educational programs that we're talking about that help maybe prevent a next cycle of domestic violence.
So your office hours there correspond to the open hours of Coastside Hope?
They don't, and I'm not going to say our hours right now on this because I will possibly get them wrong. So they're on our website and they're at Coastside Hope, but it's a couple days a week that we're open, and we're always trying to increase that so that we could eventually be open 5 days a week.
Even though I'm going to ask this question again at the end of our interview, if a person wants to learn more about CORA, what is your website?
So our website is CORA Support.org, CORA Support, C-O-R-A, support.org. But we also have a hotline number, which I think is always important for your listeners. So that is 1-800-300-1080. And people can call that hotline for any reason, 24/7, 365 days a year. Even if you just have a question and you want to know from them what the hours are of Coastside Hope, you can call the hotline.
Okay, sounds good. Now, before we conclude our interview, which has been very illuminating, and I've really enjoyed the time we spent together, you have an event coming up, I believe, on the 30th of this month. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. We have an annual event that is about a fundraiser, and it really is because we absolutely need community to be involved in order to be able to provide the resources that CORA provides. So on April 30th, we have our gala event. That's a Thursday night. It goes from 5 to 10 or whenever we stop having fun. I have no idea how long it goes. The information's on the website. So please, if you're interested and want to have a ticket or maybe buy a table or bring a couple of friends and have a wonderful night out learning about a really important organization. Marisa Lagos from KQED is going to be a keynote speaker there. So it will be a fascinating discussion and we really welcome people to come.
So that includes dinner then?
It definitely includes dinner and drinks and, auction and all those things that a gala should have. But most importantly, it's for a really, really important cause, and we would love for community to come join us.
Well, I can tell even during the short time we've been together that you have a passion for what you do. And you've been doing this for many years, I understand.
Yes,
so,
I have.
So it's in your blood. This is something you do. And it must give you a lot of satisfaction, especially when you can help people overcome some of these problems.
Yes. I truly believe that home should be our safe place. That should be our place of peace and tranquility and where we are held and loved. And, as the saying goes, love should never hurt. And so we have to do everything to make sure that within this society that home really is truly what home should be.
Well, thank you again for coming in. And before we say goodbye, let's give our listeners one more time the website that they can go to learn more about the wonderful things that CORA is doing.
Thank you. So the website is corasupport.org and the hotline number 800-300-1080.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Community Overcoming Relationship Abuse, or simply known as CORA, making a difference in the lives of Coastsiders. And a reminder that CORA now has an office in the Coastside Hope Building, 248 Main Street. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson. And now let's get away from all the stress of 2026 and journey back to what the Coastside was like in 1971. Join Cameron Palmer in the KHMB Time Machine coming right up on the voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast. This is 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1971. The KHMB Time Machine stops in the spring of 1971. What were things like on the Coastside back then? Well, check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Cruiser Burns and Sinks, Coast Guard Probing Mystery. A 44-foot diesel-powered pleasure cruiser burned and sank under mysterious circumstances 100 yards off of Half Moon Bay. When rescuers arrived, there was no sign of life, either on the vessel or in the nearby water. Speculation is that someone climbed aboard the $30,000 vessel and took it out beyond the breakwater, and that the engine caught fire or exploded and the intruder somehow escaped. Fire Department rescue team saved seven at Cliff. A rescue team from Half Moon Bay Fire Department saved seven men stranded at the foot of a 200-foot cliff 13 miles south of town. Rain and storms and winds combined to wash away some of the footing the group was using to climb the cliff. And volunteers needed for paint-in of old Half Moon Bay buildings. A call for volunteers to assist in the paint-in of the Half Moon Bay Main Street was pronounced by the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee. The preliminary plans for the project were made last year as part of a restoration effort to dress up Main Street buildings. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Something very momentous and cool for us happened 50 years ago. Our family, the Palmers, moved to the Coastside. It was a bit of a gamble for my folks, but they wanted to choose a place to live and stay after moving all around the country for many, many years. I was 12. My brother Kevin was 11. My sister Kendra was 10. We were happy with the move and knew we'd be nearer to both sets of grandparents. We all went about finding our favorite spots and learning our new home territory. One day, we went to the harbor, and my dad took a picture of my mom and the three of us kids. Kevin found an old window frame, and to this day, one of those photos he put in there is still the picture of us at the harbor hanging at my mom's house. We planned to get a redo, just for old time's sake. All 50 years older, but we'll do it anyway. I have to find a polyester shirt. My brother has to find a cowboy hat to wear. But anyways, such sweet memories, and we all still love the coast side. Keep calm and remember on. We do hope you visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1971. This is the year the microprocessor is invented. More and more of the transistor technology is in use, and things like handheld calculators, which are very expensive. North Sea oil production begins in Norway, and the birth of Greenpeace signals a need to question how we manage the resources entrusted to us. In other news, China is admitted to the United Nations, and border battles between India and Pakistan erupt into full-scale war when India invades East Pakistan in support of the independence movement. A tsunami in the Bay Area of Bengal kills 10,000 people in India. A look at the cost of living. The cost of a new house is $25,000, or rent a house for $150 a month. A postage stamp is 8 cents. A movie ticket $1.50, and a gallon of gas, wait for it, 40 cents a gallon. Popular films include Love Story, Ryan's Daughter, and The French Connection, while popular TV shows include The Mary Tyler Moore Show, All My Children, and The Partridge Family. In popular music, she was born in El Centro, California, and adopted at the age 15. By the age 41, she had received a Best Actress Award for the movie Moonstruck. Here's Cher with the number one gold record hit, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they stole. Mama would do whatever he could. A little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Brew.
This R&B vocal group hail from Detroit, Michigan, 13 weeks on the charts and platinum rated. Here's the Temptations and Just My Imagination.
Ooh, You're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true.
Thanks for another Time Machine Ride Along. Until next week in another year, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and this week's financial focus, saving for retirement. Are you guessing or planning? Let's say you dream of spending your retirement mornings on a warm beach, coffee in hand, waves rolling in. To get there, you had a simple plan. Save $1 million and buy the beach house you've always wanted. But when retirement arrives, reality hits. After accounting for keeping your current home, everyday expenses, and health care, $1 million doesn't stretch as far as you thought, and the beach house remains a dream. The problem wasn't your discipline, it was that your number was never really your number. It was arbitrary, not anchored to what your ideal retirement would actually cost. How can you make sure your retirement number is right for you? A solid savings goal starts with a clear picture of the retirement you want. Think through where you plan to live, whether you'll keep your current home or downsize, how much you plan to travel, if you'll help children and grandchildren financially, and what health care might cost you later in life. Build a realistic monthly budget, then multiply by 12 months to find your annual need. Adjust this amount for inflation until the first year of retirement. Then multiply that figure by 25 to get a sense of how much may be needed to save. It's a formula based on the idea of withdrawing 4% annually from your savings, assuming you retire in your mid-60s. If you need $60,000 a year, your target is around $1.5 million. You may need more or less depending on your lifestyle, health, unexpected expenses, Social Security benefits, and other income. No single rate or strategy will work for everyone. A financial advisor can help you determine your number and strategy. Then once you know your target, the path forward becomes clearer. Here are a few tips for next steps. Start early. The sooner you begin saving, the more time compound interest has to work in your favor. Small amounts set aside automatically each paycheck have the opportunity to grow significantly over decades. Live below your means. Spending less than you earn is one of the most powerful wealth-building habits. When your income rises, save and invest the difference instead of upgrading your lifestyle. Keep your debt under control. Since credit cards and other high-interest debt can slow your progress, pay off balances monthly when possible. Invest consistently. If your employer offers a 401k, aim to contribute at least 10 to 15% of your salary and increase your contributions after every raise. If you max out your 401k, a traditional IRA or Roth IRA may offer additional tax advantage growth. Eligibility and contribution limits do apply. Boost your income when you can. Develop new skills, ask for a raise, or explore a side income. Every extra dollar saved moves you closer to your goal. The difference between a retirement you love and one full of compromises often comes down to the planning you do today. Know your real number, build a solid plan, and get the right help along the way. This is Kelly Morlock, financial advisor with Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, and this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
I'm Jacqueline Long from Mindful Child and Family Therapy. We're a therapy practice dedicated to promoting mental health and wellness. We support people of all ages, from young children all the way up through older adults and couples. We have offices here on the coast in Half Moon Bay, as well as over the hill. Our therapists are really passionate about supporting people with relationship challenges, trauma, grief, anxiety, and depression. We know life can be hard, and it can be hard to find trusted people who can skillfully guide you through those tough times. But we're not here for easy. We're here for you. Visit us today at mcaft.com, which stands for Mindful Child and Family Therapy. That's mcaft.com. Or you can call us at 650-300-3635. We love what we do, and Coastside Community, we love you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever looked at someone else's success and thought, well, that's easy for them. I could do that too if I had their time, their money, their motivation. Now, it's a common thought, and it feels harmless in the moment, but it could be one of the biggest blocks to your growth. Hi, I'm Ranger Kelak, mindset coach and founder of Within Range Coaching, and in 2024, I walked across America from South Carolina to California on foot. And along the way, I discovered a powerful truth. You can't have someone else's results if you're not willing to do their work. Success doesn't show up because someone's lucky. It shows up because someone showed up. I'll share a story from my walk and how this mindset shift can help you move forward right after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
This is Ranger Kelak, and today we're talking about the trap of comparison, especially the phrase, well, that's easy for them. Before I even started my walk, I saw that Mike Posner, the singer, had walked across America too. And honestly, I got in my head. I thought, well, it's easy for him. He's famous. He has money. He can buy whatever he needs. Time's not an issue for him. But thinking that way only made me feel stuck. I hadn't done any of the work. I hadn't taken a single step. And here I was, sitting there resenting someone else's finish line when I haven't even found my starting point. The truth is, we often envy outcomes without respecting the effort behind them. Flash forward a couple years, a few weeks into my walk, I was in South Carolina struggling up one of the many rolling hills. Cars were flying past me at 70 miles an hour while I pushed forward in silence, ease-naking, dressed in sweat, wondering if I could even make it to the top. And that hill taught me something. You don't get to skip the hard part. You have to walk through it. So what can you do when you catch yourself in comparison? First, pause and ask, what don't I know about their journey? We never see the full story because most effort happens in private. Next, ask, what would I need to do to make it unreasonable that I don't succeed? That question flips the focus from envy to ownership. And finally, do the work. Even if it's not glamorous, even if it hurts, and even if no one else sees it. Because success isn't handed out, it's earned. So the next time you hear yourself saying, well, that's easy for them, remember, comparison costs you clarity. Your path is different, your hill is different, but the principle is the same. Put in the work, show up, and walk the miles. And if you want help figuring out what your version of walking looks like, whether it's starting a business, reclaiming your health, or navigating a big change, I'd love to support you. Visit withinrangecoaching.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with me. We'll focus on your next step, not someone else's finish line. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, I'm Ranger Kelak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel here on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and today we're celebrating the spark. That's the moment a songwriter and a song goes from a private thought to a public performance. This Sunday, April 26th, while the planes are roaring at the airport for Dream Machines, I will be out there along with Jay Michaels and Jim Henderson, broadcasting live from Dream Machines. But on Sunday, there's a beautiful, intimate counterpoint happening in downtown Half Moon Bay. The Oddfellows Lodge is thrilled to host its first ever songwriter showcase. It's 2 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is a special afternoon dedicated entirely to the art of the original song. Four local storytellers, each getting 30 minutes in the spotlight, to share the music they poured their hearts into. It's family-friendly, only $10 at the door, and every cent of the ticket price goes toward performing arts scholarships for our local youth. That, again, is at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows Lodge. Let's meet our first songwriter. We start with a man who's been exploring the art of the song for half a century, Mr. Rick Mixter. I had him on Carousel just a little while back, and he was raised in a musical family in New England, inspired by the Beatles and the great folk revival in that area, or I should say across the country at the time. He lit out for the territory decades ago, loves settling right here in Montana. 50 years after writing his first lyric in college, Rick hasn't found a single reason to stop. He'll be joined on stage by Lainey St. Marie, his wife, on harmonies, and they make a beautiful duo. Following Rick, we have a songwriter whose arc has taken her from the heart of Nashville to the bright lights of Broadway, playing Rizzo in Greece, and finally to our own coast. Her name, Ali Schultz. Many of you know her from her work teaching our kids at El Granada and Fairlawn View. When she isn't leading the songwriting intensive at UCLA, she's weaving her life as a coastal mom into a beautiful, honest music. Let's hear a track from Rick and then a selection from Allie. It's KHMB's Coastside Carousel, celebrating Songwriter Showcase on Sunday at the Oddfellows Lodge.
Captive here upon this star,
in downcompressed, we'd come to dust, which time will sift away to show us who we are. So the wind will blow and the rivers roll to sea. They carve their patterns in the stone. We will fade away like light behind the leaves and leave to earth our shape in bone. Gravity is pulling me into the center of the earth. Innocence, experience, and I await my own rebirth.
Thank you.
original sounds of Rick Mixter and Ali Schultz on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. Catch them both this Sunday at the Oddfellows Hall. And by the way, if you're listening to this show after Sunday the 26th, you can always catch all the shows for Oddfellows by going to hmb-odd.org. They've got another showcase coming up in November. I'll tell you more about that in a second. It's a true celebration of the song. It's called the Oddfellows Songwriter Showcase. Again, Sunday from 2 to 5 at the Lodge on Main Street. Meantime, you can catch Jay Michaels, myself, Jim Henderson, and the crew from KHMB broadcasting live from Dream Machines at the Half Moon Bay Airport. We'll tell you more about that as the week goes on. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant and Pub. With 19 beers on tap and over 2,000 vintage cans on display, it's a beer lover's paradise right here on the Coastside. Stop in and find your new favorite pint today. The showcase continues with two artists now who are deeply rooted in the soil and history of the Coastside, Judy Engel being one of them. She's been writing songs since 1972. She's often seen at the San Benito House or maybe the Farmer's Market. These artists who are local are continually creating and continually working. Her latest work actually tackles the history of the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows Lodge itself, and she turned the carousel on to Mads Trolling, who was just recently at the Oddfellows Hall. She's bringing a full ensemble with her, including auto harp, flute, and mandolin on Sunday the 26th. And finally, one of my favorite local artists, Dirk Sell, a big mountain of a guy, a Montero local since 95. Dirk retired from farming in 2020 to focus on writing songs and lyric-based storytelling. He loves traveling, and he loves being in the mountains, isolating himself, and just thinking about music and about what he's seeing. His songs are like short films full of characters and scenes from the coast and all his travels. He'll be joined by Marie Hillman and Paul Eastbourne on violin. Let's catch a few songs from Judy and Dirk right now. It's the Songwriter Showcase at the Oddfellows Hall on Sunday, KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
It's gonna be lonely loving you, lonely loving you. It's gonna be lonely loving you, lonely loving you. There's no doubt about it, there's nothing I can do. It's gonna be lonely loving you. The night I met you, you took me by surprise. You walked right toward me with a look in your eye. The night I met you, you took me by surprise. You walked right toward me with a look in your eye. I couldn't help it, I knew I would fall. I could see the writing right there on the wall. I don't care where you're going, I don't care where you've been. I don't care who you're seeing or if you're living a life of sin. I don't care where you're going, I don't care where you've been. Don't care who you're seeing or if you're living in sin. You got my attention, I knew I was hooked. You were full of mystery, I was an open book. Get to know me, it'll be just as well. I'd like to get to heaven, but I'm halfway to hell. If you never get to know me, it will be just as well. I'd like to get to heaven, but I'm halfway to hell. I can't choose who I'm loving, I never could. Love happens when it happens, and it's happening good. I'm gonna love you, have you or not. I can't fight this feeling, cause it's all that I've got. I'm gonna love you, have you or not. I can't fight this feeling, cause it's all that I've got. If you
you don't believe me, I'll stand up and shout. This bittersweet misery is what it's all about. Gonna be lonely loving you, lonely loving you. It's gonna be lonely, 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 lonely loving you. There's no doubt about it, there's nothing I can do. It's gonna be lonely loving you. There's no doubt about it, there's nothing I can do. Just gonna be lonely, lonely, lonely loving you.
KHMB's Coastside Carousel, 100.9 FM and AM 1710, and a true celebration of the song. It's the Oddfellows Songwriter Showcase this Sunday, April 26th, 2 to 5 at the Lodge, the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows Lodge on Main Street. The great Dirk Sell right there with the song Winter, super heartfelt. He told me a story about that song, how he was just on his own in the mountains, and he loves the wintertime. Before that, Judy Engel, who's been writing songs forever here on the coastside in Half Moon Bay. And there was a beautiful one called Lonely Loving You. I'm Mike Dale. That is it for this week's Carousel. Again, remember, if you are hearing this show after Sunday the 26th and you missed the Songwriter Showcase Round 1, there will be Round 2 on November 8th. It's just $10 and supports local scholarships. And you can also support the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows. They do great work right here in our local community. And our hats off to Cindy Menzel and a lot of the folks down there, Bill Bates, and even Judy Engel is booking some of the shows at the Odd Fellows. They have a lot of good times down there, including dances and movies and lectures. It's a lot of fun. And before I sign off on Carousel today, a reminder to join J. Michaels, Jim Henderson, and yours truly for a live broadcast on Sunday the 26th, and that is the Dream Machines at the Half Moon Bay Airport. So you can listen to the radio on Sunday and then go to the Odd Fellows on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a great weekend in Half Moon Bay. Be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today's revisionist historians claim that George Washington was a deist, yet this completely contradicts historical fact. George Washington's religious habits were commended by numerous eyewitnesses. In fact, so well was his faith documented that monuments both at Valley Forge and at the U.S. Capitol memorialize him kneeling in prayer. Perhaps those who have come to believe that George Washington was a deist should remember the words of his adopted daughter, who declared, "I should have thought it the greatest heresy to doubt his firm belief in Christianity. His life, his writings prove that he was a Christian. Is it necessary that anyone should certify his belief in Christianity? As well may we question his patriotism." We can't question the patriotism of George Washington, nor can we question the fact that he was a Christian.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.